Saturday, 1st September. Breakfast. Diana had bought pancakes to heat in the microwave. Réchauffer se dit juste to heat. Suddenly, Frank said, "Why don't we all take Callie to Ellis Island? After all, she's an immigrant. She should see what it was like before."
Je dois de nouveau ressembler à un merlan frit parce que Diana me vient en aide.
Ellis Island was the first stop for immigrants wanting to enter the United States. There's a museum and a visitor center.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Let's go.
Je dois avouer que je suis plutôt soulagée. Je ne pense pas que Scylla oserait venir m'embêter devant les parents d'Allen. Et nous partons donc pour Ellis Island.
Evening. I'm exhausted, but I'll try to write what I remember of our trip. Ellis Island.
C'est par cette île à l'entrée de New York que sont passés environ 12 millions d'immigrés venus tenter leur chance dans le Nouveau Monde.
Ellis Island became an immigration center in 1892 and closed in 1954. The descendants of the 12 million immigrants who passed through the immigration center now account for almost half, 50%, the population of the United States of America.
People who arrived through Ellis Island are the ancestors of half the American population today.
Ellis Island was primarily an immigration center for poor people. Rich people could immediately go to their friends or family.
Ça m'a fait penser au film Titanic de James Cameron, où on voyait bien que les conditions du voyage étaient très différentes entre les pauvres et les riches.
Poor people spent 2 weeks being seasick in horrible conditions, and when they arrived, they had a medical and legal inspection.
Are you sick? Do you have an illness?
Immigrant.
Do you have a work permit? Are you an illegal laborer?
Since many poor people arrived sick, Ellis Island also had hospital buildings and dormitories for poor people with nowhere to sleep.
Free beds.
Many immigrants arrived with only the clothes they were wearing. They had no money, no food, so there were also kitchens to feed all these people.
Free food daily.
Only 2% of immigrants were refused entry. They were refused for 2 reasons. 1, if they had a contagious disease. If they were suspected of being an illegal contract laborer. No diseases, no illegal workers.
In 1882, the Chinese Exclusion Act prohibited the immigration of Chinese laborers.
This really racist law lasted till 1943. No Chinese. After Ellis Island, we visited the Statue of Liberty. The tourist leaflet says, "Its name is Liberty, enlightening the world."
Torch, symbolizing the path to liberty.
Halo, showing liberty is divine.
Eyes looking out to sea to welcome new immigrants.
Tablet of Law, representing July 4th, 1776. And the creation of the United States of America.
Broken chains showing freedom from oppression.
Block on which the statue stands, built by Freemasons.
Really cool day. I could almost forget Scylla.
Sunday, 2nd September. Suan called this morning. She invited me to lunch to tell me about her project.
Suan Vanderberg is a very rich art collector. She has a very big house in Manhattan.
Now she wants to transform part of her house into an exhibition center. She wants me to help. I said yes, of course.
Suan Vanderberg.
That's a wonderful project, Suan.
Monday, 3rd September.
This is it. Back to school for Dylan and me.
Dylan has left for school wearing his new jeans, his new hoodie, his new trainers, and his new backpack.
I have packed in my bag all my new stuff. I'm ready for my first day.
My first lesson will be English literature with Greg Lipsky, then economics with Rachel Tan, and sketching with Marina Sorensen. Lizzie will wait for me outside the main entrance. I'm so nervous. Backpack. I'm terrified.
Trainers.
No, Callie, don't worry. You'll be fine. Hoodie. Right. Here I go. Evening. I'm totally exhausted. First, we had Greg Lipsky from 9 to 10:30.
Words are images. Literature is a magical journey into a world of sensations.
I would like you to read this description and draw what you see. For a path seldom used, its black gravel was miraculously clean of fallen leaves or intruding plant life. About them, the trees dripped the second-hand rain of last night's storm onto fern fronds already burdened with crystal drops. Ship of Magic, Robin Hobb, 1998, page 7.
Je n'ai rien compris.
Ma voisine m'a aidé et... But also, I would like you to read this description and draw what you feel.
This is what I drew. Trees, leaves, clouds from last night's storm, storm equal orage.
I feel a free, clean, fresh path with intruding thick plant life all around the path. A drop of crystal on the fern frond. Ferns. A frond is a fern leaf. Black gravel, miraculously clean, proper, of leaves or intruding plant life. Path. A drip of rain falling to the ground. Drip equal goutte. Economics class with Rachel Tan from 10:30 to 12. Economics is the science of the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services. Goods and services are produced and exchanged for money. Economics means maximum money for minimum effort. The better the design, the more money will be made. Design is economics. Rachel Tan.
Tout d'un coup, je déprime.
Lunchtime. J'avais à peine franchi le seuil de la porte pour quitter, sans regret, le cours d'économie quand Lizzie m'a sauté dessus.
Callie, come quick. I found something you have to see.
I followed her outside. She was walking really quickly.
I just knew I'd seen her around here.
We turned a corner onto another street.
I know I've seen her in homeless shelters too. But look.
On the other side of the street, a girl with a guitar was singing outside a coffee shop. The girl was Scylla.
Mothers and fathers throughout the land, don't criticize what you can't understand.
Scylla singing Bob Dylan. Waiter with drinks. People having lunch. Hat for money on sidewalk.
Lizzie. She's busking, you know, singing on the street and asking people for money.
To busk equal faire la manche.
J'ai fixé Scylla un bon moment en essayant de comprendre. Lizzie me tirait le bras.
Come on, let's go and talk to her. No, she's working.
Elle travaillait et moi j'avais besoin de réfléchir. J'ai demandé à Lizzie.
Tell me again, Lizzie. How exactly did you know Scylla was homeless?
What were you really doing in the shelters for homeless people?
Parce que Lizzie m'avait donné deux versions différentes de son enfance et quelque chose clochait.
Lizzie turned red. Lizzie turned white. Lizzie had tears in her eyes. It's okay, I'm your friend. I don't care if you're homeless.
Nobody must know, Lizzie says. Nobody must know because if they know at work, I lose my job.
If they know at school, I'll have to leave. If they know at the bank, I'll lose my student loan. So, nobody must know.
Liz's story 3.
Okay, so forget what I told you before, okay?
In fact, my parents were sort of into drugs, so I had to be independent and take care of myself. And then my mum died from an overdose when I was about 12, and it was just Dad and me. And then Dad got AIDS, and, well, at 16, I had to decide. Either the social services and the foster home, host family, or go it alone, and you read so many horrible stories about foster homes, so I decided I'd go it alone. But you know, I was lucky because I'd always been good at school, and that is the one thing that saved me.
J'avais du mal à l'imaginer. Tu perds ta mère à 12 ans, ton père tombe malade et meurt lui aussi, et à 16 ans, Lizzie vivait dans la rue. Et elle avait réussi non seulement à finir le lycée et obtenir son bac, mais aussi à intégrer l'une des écoles d'art les plus prestigieuses de New York, seule.
Lizzie's story 4. I really made it thanks to my teachers. They were wonderful. They encouraged me to find solutions. Refuge shelters, their homes from time to time, friends' flats when they went away on holiday, but mainly I was in shelters. That's where I've seen Scylla. She's been on the streets for a while now, because I've been sleeping in shelters for the past year. So, what do you want to do?
I want to think.
I thought in the sketching lesson. We had a live model to sketch, a real girl. The teacher said, make your lines nice and round. Arc the eyebrows. Look at the nose. Look how the lips are closed. Make the eyes alive. I thought while I was eating pizza in the kitchen. I thought while I was watching Dylan play a video game. Tomorrow morning, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be nice. Now, I'm going to sleep.